Welcome to the Spirit Connection Podcast. Doug Addison is currently on sabbatical during this season, and while he's away, we want to share a clip from one of our monthly mentoring sessions. These Zoom meetings are a great place to receive impartation, get encouraged, and meet believers from all around the world. Our powerful guest speakers will pray and prophesy over you, and you'll receive keys to your destiny and calling. Chains are falling off, and many are going on to the next level. If you're interested in becoming a part of this community, just go to dougaddison.com/timeoff. We hope you enjoy this episode.
All right. Well, I picked out a few to get started with because there was too many to be able to cover them all, but here's a few. And the first one was, I would like to have a better awareness of living, functioning from being seated in heavenly places. What would be a good way to approach maturing in that way? And first of all, of course, you always need to understand what the truth of the word is on anything, right? So the word says in Ephesians that we're already seated in heavenly places in Christ. So that's a good foundation to start with, is to have a confidence in what the word says and to understand what that means. So I just want to unpack that a little bit. And this will probably be nothing new at all to you, because I know Doug teaches in depth on new creation realities and who we are in Christ and that. But when we're born again, Jesus said in John 3 to Nicodemus, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. So when we're born again, because that was in the context of being born again, Nicodemus was asking Jesus about that, is that when we receive Christ into our life, he comes inside of our spirit. So you are a three-part being, just like God is a three-part being. You are one person, but you have three parts. You have a spirit, or you are a spirit. Actually, you have a soul and you live in a body. Your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions. Your body, of course, is your physical container that you live in, but your spirit is at the core of your being. And in scripture, it's oftentimes called your inner man, or the innermost part of your being. That is your spirit man. So that is the part of you that is born again. When Jesus comes into your heart, he comes inside your spirit. And according to Corinthians, Paul speaking to the church at Corinth, he said, when you're in Christ, when this happens, when Christ comes into you, you become a brand new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. So obviously when you invite Jesus into your heart, not all things have become new in your physical body. Most of you, your physical body is the same, even if we would like some change. It usually, all things are not made new in our physical body, and in our soul, definitely not. Although I remember when I got born again, I just was so filled with love that I was seeing everything through the lens of love. So my emotions, my thoughts, my choices were just like really saturated in the presence of God. But it didn't take long to realize that not all things had become new in my soul, because there were certain thoughts that I would have, or words I would speak, choices I would make that definitely were not aligned with what Christ would have wanted for me. Okay, so it wasn't my soul, but my spirit is brand new. This is so important when you are living your life in the Lord, because you want to live from that which is perfect, right? So our soul is renewed day by day by the word of God, by choosing to walk in his light. But our spirit, it's already perfect. It's already made in the perfect image of God. There's no sin in your spirit. Your spirit cannot be broken, and it can't be sick or demonized. Your spirit, man, that new nature in Christ is holy. It's the holy of holies inside of you. Absolutely pure and beautiful. Now, your spirit, man, is not just a blob on the inside of your belly, okay? It is actually fills your whole being. So if I were to take off my physical body, let's say, and put it on a hanger, and then take off my soul and put it on a hanger, so all I have left is my spirit, man, I would look just like me, except in the spirit. I would be a transfigured me, okay? Just, you would see the nature of Christ in me. You would see the beauty of Christ in me, but I would look like me. So in your head is your spirit man head, in your neck is your spirit man neck. If you can, you know, just get past thinking that it's just a blob on the inside of you, okay? So in this spirit man, you are perfectly formed. It's a miracle of rebirth, and you're given what's called eternal life, but it's God life. It's Zoe. God's life is in you. So like, I love coffee, so I could pour myself a cup of coffee, but I like it with cream, right? So I pour a cup of black coffee, but the moment I put cream in my black coffee, it is now a new drink, because I can't separate the cream from the coffee anymore, or the coffee from the cream. It's a brand new drink. So this is like Christ and you together is this brand new creation. You and Christ are a brand new creation. There's no one else like you. Nothing in all eternity is like you, right? So that is who you really are. So Paul said, when you walk in the Spirit, you don't fulfill the lusts of the flesh. So we know when we walk in the Holy Spirit, we don't have access to the flesh, but it's also your spirit man, your born again spirit nature. When you walk in that new nature, when you identify with who you are, you're not trying to fix anything. You're identifying with who you already are, the truth of who you are as a brand new creation. So I think this is the real me. I am in Christ. I am amazing. I am pure and holy and righteous, and I have the mind of Christ, and I have all of these things, right? This is who I really am. The more you focus on who you are, the more you'll manifest who you are. When you walk in your new nature, you won't be filling the lust of the old nature. You will be walking in the new nature and manifesting Christ.
Go to DougAddison.com/timeoff. We're asking right now, we're asking the Lord to raise up 1,000 people to donate or partner with us, $55 a month, 1,000 people to partner, $55 a month. And that will help us stay going. Enlight Connection is not closing. We have some monthly mentoring sessions already set up. We've already had some powerful, powerful people. In fact, we just had evangelist Sean Smith, friend of mine, and Brian Simmons, the Passion Translation. He just did a session with us. So you become part of our partnering program, then you can be part of the monthly mentoring sessions that are still going, and it'll keep us going as well. We need your prayer as well. So we're under Harvest International Ministries. Apostle Papa Cheon and Tony Kim did a session. Okay, he's the vice president. But go to DougAddison.com/timeoff, and you can see the details of that. If you can't do the $55 a month, you can't partner to any gift. In fact, we are really just seeking the Lord right now to get the breakthrough that we need right now in Jesus' name. Thank you for your goodness, Lord. We ask that you would open up things over all of us in Jesus' name.